أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعلموا أن فيكم رسول الله لو يطيعكم في كثير من الأمر لعنتم ولكن الله حبب إليكم الإيمان وزينه في قلوبكم وكره إليكم الكفر والفسوق والعصيان أولئك هم الراشدون فضلا من الله ونعمة والله عليم حكيم صدق الله العظيم.
Yesterday we had discussed ayat number 7, ayat number 8 of Surah Al-Hujurat. From the beginning of Surah Al-Hujurat, if you look at the theme is about adab, etiquette, especially before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by extension, as we have mentioned, it will apply to the seniors of community, of society, the ulama, the scholars. And if you look at all of these etiquettes, if a person does not adhere to it, or he's finding difficulty in it, then the problem is with regards to the nafs. That person who wants to do something without the permission of some senior in society, because he feels, I also understand, I have some insight, I also know what needs to be done. Or example, some information comes and he doesn't want to lower himself to verify that information from independent sources, from other people. And such a person feels, I feel my decision is correct. Or he wants to push his opinion forward, as we have discussed. Then all of these are spiritual maladies that got to do with the nafs. If a person is having a headache, maybe he can take a grandpa or he can have a panado at home, there's no problem. Person is having some small problems, he takes his medication that he has in his pantry or in the kitchen, no problem, he can have that. But if a person is having short breath, he can feel there is some pain in the chest, or a person is waking up late hours of the night and he feels dizzy in his head and he knows something is definitely wrong, so he has to go to a doctor. Now some medication wouldn't just help him in the house. This has got to do with some, maybe it's got to do with the heart, maybe his sugar levels are very high. And you can bluff yourself by taking your tablets or your insulin and doing your checkup on your sugar. But a person, the doctor will ask you, whose machine did you check up with? With yours or with the doctor's? Then we'll know whether that reading is correct or not. So similar when it comes to the nafs, one is, if a person is having small hiccups in the deen, we can sit at home and inshallah it's a possibility. Sometimes certain things we can remedy. But for the majority and the major part of the diseases of the nafs, we will have to go to the spiritual doctors and we will have to hand ourselves over. Just recently one person went for a quadruplet bypass. So he was mentioning that the doctors had mentioned to him that, Alhamdulillah, you came before the damage. So that's why the recovery is so quick. You came before the damage. Meaning you didn't allow yourself to, your heart to get more damaged. The arteries were not damaged. So everything was, it was the initial signs of it. You came and it was a success. But if a free person feels, I can sort myself out, I can remedy things, I will read some literature, I know what's my problem, then the remedy at a later stage becomes arduous, becomes difficult. It's a daunting task at a later stage, because those spiritual maladies will root themselves in our within ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq that we go to the mashayikh and we make an effort on tazkiyah and on self-reformation. On ayat number 7, this was the remedy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. This is one way of remedying ourselves, of practicing on the adab and etiquette of the deen. With regards to Sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I made iman most beloved to them, and I beautified it for them in their hearts. So that's the positive, that I had made iman most beloved to them. The ayat of the Quran when it comes to iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that لَا تَجِدُوا قَوْمَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ حَادَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. That the people really of Iman, that no person could come in the way of them and their quest and desire of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it be their fathers, their sons, their spouses, or any person in society. Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, Aminu hadhihi al-Ummah, the trustworthy of this Ummah, in the battle of Badr, when he was fighting very bravely in the first rows of the battle of Badr. And then Sahaba radiallahu anhum noticed that he was causing havoc in the battle, that the kuffar were helter-skelter on his attack and pounce. But they noticed that whenever he came into direct contact with a person in front of him, then he would move to the right. He came to the right, that person approached him from there, he went to the left, and he continued avoiding one person. Until eventually that person came between him and there was no way of backtracking. Then he killed this person and he continued with the battle. So at the end of the battle of Badr, Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, O Abu Ubaidah, we saw you fighting with such vigor, with such bravery. Why were you avoiding one person but eventually you had slain him and you had killed him? Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu says, the man came in front of me, I went to my right. He came in front, I went to my left. And I tried to avoid him, but this was my father. But I realized he is a hindrance between me and my Allah. And I eventually had to kill him. Because I'm in desire and search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, I didn't kill my father. I killed the kufr in my father. I never killed my father. I killed the kufr in my father. At the end, in that battle of Badr also, another incident, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu on the ranks of the Muslims, his son Abdul Rahman, later on he becomes a Muslim. Battle of Badr, he's on the sufuf in the rows of the kuffar. So when he becomes a Muslim, he tells his father, that, oh my father, oh Abu Bakr, do you know in the battle of Badr, I had so many opportunity to pounce and to kill you. But out of respect, I did not attack you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, if I had had that opportunity, I would have killed you. Because I am in desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is going to stop me from reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had given everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were ready to sacrifice their families, they were ready to sacrifice every of the commodities of the assets. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, the ayat is revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, that you cannot touch the pinnacle of taqwa until you do not spend from that which is most beloved to you. Abu Talha radiallahu anhu comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this orchard of mine is the most priceless of assets and I want you to spend it in sadaqah. I don't have any attachment with the world. Allah is most beloved to me. This property which is prime property for me, I want you to take it in sadaqah. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu, we know him to be a very wealthy sahabi. After the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was some commotion in Medina Munawwara. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked the people, what's all this noise? So on investigation, they mentioned to her that a trade caravan is entering. You see, okay, that seems to be a very big caravan. He says, yes, that is 700 laden camels of goods that belong to Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu. So when that caravan was entering, Aisha radiallahu anha just mentioned, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning, and she had narrated one hadith. Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu was so spurred, he was so inspired with that one hadith. He says, O Aisha, I make you witness, the 700 camels with the goods are all sadaqah for the deen of Allah. Now in today's day and age, take the price of one camel, multiply it by 700, and then the goods that are on top of it, that is going to come easy into the millions. But never did he even hold back. He says, all of that is sadaqah, because I want to practice on that one hadith that you have narrated from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the important thing, that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam become the most beloved to us. One is we make dua, and one is we make efforts, that nothing becomes a barrier between me and my Allah. If it's the time of salah, inshallah, from today I'm going to be closing the shop, because this is the time for my Allah. So that's the positive of it. And then the second part, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِسْيَانِ. The disobedience, vice, transgression becomes detested and hated to us. This is something we have to make dua for. Because, I mean, a person is a Muslim and he's involved in drugs. A person is a Muslim and he's gambling. A person is a Muslim, he's lying in his business. Now, what's the difference between me and him? Both of us are Muslim. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us tawfiq. We have the tawfiq, we know it is incorrect. Allah did not, subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the other person tawfiq, that's why he's involved in it. So continuously make dua, O my Allah, disobedience and vice must be detested to me. Ya Allah, you make, if Allah's love is deep rooted in the heart, there wouldn't be space at all for any disobedience. So it's something we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes the sentiments we hear in society, we all must be hearing these things. It's something that is scary. It's something we have to be very worried about. Person says, Alhamdulillah, Mawlana, you know, Ramadan this year, Alhamdulillah, I'm ready for it. But just that it's a couple days off. Say, bhai, what you mean couple days off? He say, no man, the opening matches of the World Cup, I'm going to miss that. Then will be the odd nights. There's going to be the odd nights and the odd days. I'm worried about that. I'm going to miss out. Allahu Akbar. If a person's love is for Allah, then all of these things don't make any difference in our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we be worried and concerned of our iman, and we make dua for our iman. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah.